And now, here's NFL highlights in the Jarro.
All right. Let's start off with a game that I got my mouth full. Let's start off with a game that I don't care about. And since I'm running things, I'll do this. Boom, go. Well,
get in. Mike Gresham, get in. He's down to the one.
Get
he's
in.
Struggling to get in. He does. Yes, he's in. It's a touchdown for Jermaine Gresham. His body never got in, but he got the football across the goal line.
Cincinnati Bengals, that's who it was. Tennessee Titans had him a good day yesterday.
Locker fires downfield, looking for Washington.
Oh, oh my God!
Washington at the 40,
oh
the 30,
God.
The 20, the 10, the 5, the end zone! Touchdown! Titans, maybe the greatest catch ever seen at LP Field as Nate Washington running down the left seam took it off the back of Jacob Lacy.
Oh, they were excited.
Yeah,
they were excited.
Call there.
I think they did. That was ESPN or NBC's call of the day. I don't know. The Kansas City Chiefs and their great kicker from South Carolina,
right.
Ryan Succop.
A 24-24 tie, 6:32 to go in the overtime. Snap down, Succop's kick. It is up and it's right down the middle. Succop on an all-time Kansas City Chief record. Six field goal has given Kansas City an overtime victory, 27-24 in the Big Easy.
Colts didn't win yesterday, but they're hanging around. They got nowhere to go but up.
It's second down and goal from the four. Backfield is empty with the exception of Andrew Luck. Andrew waiting for the snap from Samson Sautelli. Jacksonville stunning around a little bit on defense. Here they come. The quick throw. Touchdown, Colts.
Wow, beautiful.
What a great throw by Andrew Luck. And Mawaldi Moore gets the catch for the touchdown. And the Colts put another six on the board and now lead 13-3 with 37 seconds left.
Luck's that guy from Stanford, the school with no tradition, remember? More OT yesterday.
Jets looking for an overtime victory. The snap, the placement down, the kick is on the way. It's got the distance, and it is good! And the Jets survive in overtime here in Miami. There couldn't have been more twists and turns to this football game, but the Jets manage a win. The final score, New York 23, the Dolphins 20 in overtime.
And I guess it was the upset of the day.
On first down, Ponder back to pass. Niners rush nicely. He picks it up, sprints up the middle, inside the 15, to the goal line. Touchdown! Christian Ponder with a rushing touchdown of 23 yards gives the Vikings a 13-3 lead against the seemingly impenetrable 49ers defense.
Vikings are now 3-1, as are the Dallas Cowboys, who, if they don't have DeMarcus, what's his name, Murray?
Yes,
Marco
yes.
Murray, whatever happened to Felix?
Slot left formation and a handoff to Murray. A lot of running room on the left side. Makes a cut at the five.
That's
here's
a bull.
Touchdown to Marco Murray. A Cowboy running back scored a touchdown.
And the Bears yesterday.
Covered looking things over with 11 on the play clock. Taking his time. Turns to Bush. Barking signals. Crouches under his center and takes the snap and sticks it in the belly of the back with a big block from Garza and into the end zone for the touchdown. Touchdown Bears! Michael Bush in for his 24th career rushing touchdown.
Well, they're up and down. Well,
yeah,
I tell you, they are up and down, but who's not in the NFL?
Fitz sets up screen pass, caught by Spiller, has room at the 30, 25, 20, at the 15, headed to the end zone. CJ down the sidelines in. Touchdown Buffalo, CJ Spiller. Caught the screen pass and took it 32 yards to the end zone.
X-Razorbacks aren't doing that well, but Darren had his moment in the sun yesterday.
Here comes the blitz. They run away from it. McFadden, a big hole over the middle. He may go 40. McFadden, 30. McFadden, 20. McFadden, 10. 5. Touchdown!
Wow.
Raiders!
That was another big upset over the Steelers. Texans stunk, took it to my Broncos. I told you the Broncos would stink it up.
Matt fakes the give, sets up, and he fires deep downfield and has Andre Johnson at the 15, 10, 5, rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans, my goodness, 60 yards, and Houston takes the lead.
They're for real.
Although a Pittsburgh highlight just got replaced by a promo Razorback SP. I don't know what the hell that is, but we have to turn to Arizona and see what our man did.
Vic takes, drops back, and again, hit, and the ball's out. It's picked up by Sanders, running at the 20. No time left. Can he score? He's in midfield. He's at the 45 of the 40, the 30, the 20. He will score. Touchdown. End of the half. Vic coughed it up. Sanders hook it 92 yards to the house.
And then put the guy on there.
No, he wasn't on any of the clips this week.
That's hard to believe.
That's hard to believe.
Can you name the undefeated, there are three 3-0 teams in the NFL.
Let me take a shot.
Texas one.
Falcons.
Falcons is the other.
Yeah, there was somebody.
Cardinals.
Cardinals.
That's right.
The Cardinals beat the Eagles.
I'll tell you what, they are convincingly winning. And 27-0.
Who is it? And none of these teams have marquee quarterbacks that I can think of.
No. Well, you know, the kid from which was a bigger win yesterday? I think the Minnesota win over San Francisco. That was the biggest shock. I think they beat it pretty easily, right?
Yeah, San Francisco.
Well, Detroit got beat, too.
Played down, too.
Yeah, did you see the call where the Detroit coach, they're down there to kick the field goal to win the game or either send it in the continued overtime, and it's 4th-and-1, and he miscommunicates. The quarterback tries to go for it, and he doesn't make it. No, I think it was 4th-and-1, 4th-and-inches. Yeah, that was, and of course, if you missed a great game, a playoff type game last night between Baltimore and the Patriots, back and forth, that was a great game.
There will be a good game tonight between the Packers and Seahawks.
Yeah, I don't know. Again, I'm trying to figure out if Seattle's any good or not. You know, hard to tell because they beat Dallas.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Dallas had a nice little win yesterday.
Think about that game. It's going to be in Seattle, and that's always a tough place to play.
Green Bay. Yeah. I don't know. Jets.